Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning into the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
And guess what? My name is Evan. I'm also a dumb dad.
As a parent, I realized how hard it is to get mental health care and support from my family. And the wait lists are so long, and I just can't get the help I need right away.
That's why I love Little Otter in the app. It's like having a mental health expert in my pocket. No matter where I am, I can access them. No wait lists and same-day appointments. They have custom reports with personalized care plans. The clinicians are world-renowned, and it's fully virtual. What more could you want?
Really? Well, that sounds too good to be true.
I know, but this is real, and I've saved so much time instead of wondering whether I should be worrying. To learn more, visit littleotterhealth.com. What a coincidence.
Yeah, well, the test results are in. I'm also a dumb dad. The test results. Mm. We've been giving
23 and dummy. Out the gate.
Firing it off with a dad joke. That's fantastic. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, dummy. I have brought to us tonight. Tonight we're going to sip on a little brewski while we're chatting about how we make decision after decision after correct decision, poor decision about parenting. This is a Apocalypse IPA by 10 Barrel Brewing Company out of Bend, Oregon.
Delicious. I think I've had this before. I think I've had it on tap.
Oh, fancy. Fresh and fancy. It's good. It's fun. It's got a surfer on the can. No, it's not a surfer. It's a
cyclist.
It's a guy in a it's a mountain biker.
You think he's surfing into the forest?
He's surfing the mountains. Mm. How are you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling good. We had a big week. It's still a big week for us as we're recording this.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday, and this is an early week for us.
Yeah. Early dismissals all week.
In the Los Angeles school district.
You know what's funny about that? Let me say something. When you're a kid and it's like early dismissal, hell yes, all week. Mm-hmm. But the other side of the coin of that as a parent, it's like, I got to adjust all week to early dismissal. I mean, whatever your situation is, your whole life changed because you got to go get your kid like 3 hours earlier.
I never thought, if there was a line that I never thought I would relate to in a million years, and not just like I'm not going to be a parent, I always kind of thought I'd be a parent someday, but there's a line that I thought is just a throwaway line that I wouldn't connect with. Mm-hmm. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. You know that old song?
Yes.
And then
I'm aware of it.
In the song, they say, "And mom and dad can hardly wait for school to start again."
That's the line in the song?
That line slaps now.
It's like 55 years old.
It's such an old song.
And mom and dad can hardly wait for school to start
and
again.
I'm like,
it's
say it again for the people in the back. Yelling it from the bathroom. That lyric means something to me now. It's personal.
Let's hear that one again.
It's like when people post videos on like TikTok and Instagram, and they're like, really listen to this lyric and think about what the artist was going through. Now that you know, like this Taylor Swift thing is big right now. Yeah. And they're like, now listen to this lyric. Now that you know, like Jake Gyllenhaal stirred up on her 21st, but whatever, all this stuff. And you go, oh, wow. That's how I am with that song. I'm like, hold on, guys, listen.
Like that cuts deep.
Mom and dad can hardly wait.
Because it's been a lot. And you know what we're doing right now? We're just diving headfirst into the holidays. They're fast approaching.
We are. But right now, we're early dismissal because it's parent-teacher conferences. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And for the most part, you know, I had them at We had them at preschool, and then you had them at.
You had them at preschool for your son.
Yeah, but it was more like come in and chat. Let's talk about just developmentally, like where they are in class and think things to work, which I guess isn't that different. But in preschool, it's even less of a thing. It's more just like he's really fun. He does this, blah, blah. But like in kindergarten, all virtual. So it was kind of like he's struggling to pay attention looking at a computer screen. It's like,
huh.
It's weird. But really? Now
his eyes are glued when Paw Patrol's on.
Now they're back in school full time. And it's really about the behavior and the check marks and the let's look at the report card together and all that stuff. And I was so excited.
It was my first parent teacher conference.
Yeah, I know. I was excited for two reasons. Because in the same way that I'm excited to get the school picture back, who knows what's going to show up?
No idea.
Who knows what they're going to say? Because we
don't. There's a chance you don't get your kid.
In LAUSD, it's still pretty understandably strict around the parameters of how kids are going to school. Masks all day long. Yeah. We can't even enter the school grounds. Uh-huh. You scanned a little QR code. My kid has been symptom free for 24 hours. We can go. So you don't get to go and wander into the classroom and say hello to the teacher and look around and the artwork on the wall and all that stuff that you would sort of feel like you would be part of the schooling experience, right? So to have a personal, and still even in LAUSD, it was a Zoom call. And so you're still like, hello, nice to actually talk to you.
Yeah.
On a Zoom call or whatever. But please tell us how it's going. I mean, it's like, yeah. Couldn't be more excited to just figure out.
Sure.
How are they now, especially after 2 years of quarantine, you know, like
staying
tightly
home,
wound,
yeah.
Staying at home, yeah. Living in the sardine can, pressure cooker, that kind of situation. How was my child away from me amongst yeah. other kids listening to another adult? I was so excited.
What was your big takeaway?
Big takeaway, big womanizer.
Your son?
Yeah.
Is a big womanizer?
Oh, yeah, man.
The teacher called him out for being a womanizer.
Yeah. It was very proud, responsible kid, mm-hmm. listens when he's supposed to. He's got a big, I mean, you know my son. He's got a big imagination. You give him an inch, he'll take a mile mm-hmm. with a story or a character build yeah. or what if this and that, and you can't stop him. Mm-hmm. His imagination explodes.
Right.
She said, academically, he's doing well. He understands language pretty well, and his imagination helps him, even in his math skills recently, which I thought was interesting because, you know, okay. new math.
Not there
it's
yet.
About what
not
is,
there yet.
Yeah. How does, what don't is, you know, be. 2 + 2 is what? 4. Why? Because you memorized it. That's not what we're doing anymore. What does 4 mean, man?
Oh, boy.
What does 4 of something even mean? And how many ways could you arrive at that number is where we are now. It's a little bit more about feeling with how numbers feel than they are factual.
How do you arrive at 4?
It's kind of how they just talk about numbers. It isn't so much about memorizing the numbers. It's about what does 4 really represent? And so it gets kids thinking outside the bun about how, like, what does 4 of something even mean? Mm-hmm. Because when you start to get into ways you can arrive at your answer, that's what it's about, I think, is like how many ways can you explore how to get to the answer? Because memorizing is tough. I'm not there myself.
I don't want to do this.
We memorized times tables.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
But you remember, is that how you do it when you were a kid? You memorize a times table. You just memorize it.
Correct.
8 times 8, 8 times 9, 8 times 10. Like all that
correct,
stuff, you just memorize.
Because I knew that there would be iPhones and that this was a waste of my time. That this was all a waste of my time. I didn't think I was going to be an engineer or anything important. I knew that I was destined.
Which is a disappointment to your father.
He's an engineer. And he's very good at math. And we don't talk much. No, we don't. Yeah.
But back to the parent teacher conference. What's funny is like academically good, socially good. He's meeting new friends. He's uh-huh. he's willing to get around. He's compassionate. He's the first kid to uh-huh. recognize if another student isn't feeling well or is upset about something. My son goes over and asks him why or something. Goes. Wonderful to hear all those things, but she uh-huh. says, but I'll tell you, he's pretty popular amongst the ladies in the classroom. Oh. A lot of crush conversations happening. That's got a crush on him.
That's weird.
Couple different girls sending him notes home, stuff like that. He's 6.
That doesn't make sense. That's weird. That's weird to me.
I know.
That's weird to me. It's happening in my...
It's weird to him as well. He doesn't know how to handle it. He doesn't know what's going on. He just he thinks they're halfway making fun of him, but really they're like nervous to go talk to him because He's just got it, man.
No, he doesn't. He's six.
Yeah, and how am I supposed to coach that through him? I don't have it at all.
No, what are we talking about here? I've heard other parents say that where they're just like, yeah, my daughter has a crush on Nicholas. And I was like, no, she doesn't. She doesn't. She enjoys him just like she enjoys a female. But what are we doing here?
Yeah, well, that's the thing his teacher said. She's like, now it's like we're already at six and I'm over there going, okay, well, what do you think a crush means? You know, and she asked the girl, I have a crush on him. Well, what do you think that means? Well, I like him. It's like, okay, well, you like
him. Base.
You extra like him, or you just think he's funny?
There are daughters that want to marry their dads. That's not a crush.
Right. So she says, you know, one of the days she noticed specifically, you know, the kids, they talk all the time, little chatty amongst each other at lunch and all
so
this kind of stuff.
So disrespectful.
And she goes, you know, of course they don't think we're listening or we're standing near them or whatever.
Right.
And I heard one girl in his class tell her other friends, I've got a real crush on Emmett. I really do. And they're like, oh, giggling and stuff. And then come towards the end of that day, she goes, I remember specifically the story where she said, everyone's kind of saying goodbye to each other before we go get out in line and have the parents pick us up.
Yeah.
And one of the girls said, I want to go say goodbye to him really quick. But she, like, individually wanted to go make sure she said a special goodbye to him because she's got a crush on him.
Uh-huh.
She was a little bit embarrassed to go do that.
So
he's putting his stuff together like, you know, a normal cool dude would do in first grade.
That's loaded.
The girl comes over and says, I just wanted to say goodbye to you. And he's like, huh? Because what?
Sure.
Aren't we leaving? Yeah, we said goodbye, you know. But now she's over there, like, specifically giving him a personal goodbye. I wanted to say goodbye to you. Have a good day. And he's confused, which now she's confused, and now she's embarrassed, which her friends are embarrassed because now they're all embarrassed, and so they all start giggling, and she doesn't know what to say, so she starts giggling, and now my son bursts into tears because he thinks they're all ganging up on me, making fun of me. I don't even know why.
And he's still popular with the ladies?
Yeah, I know. Hey, man, you want a man that can reveal his emotions. You should know that. So the teacher jumps in and is like, no. She wanted to say goodbye to you. That's all. They're not laughing at you. So she's like jumping in going, it's okay. They're not laughing at you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's real out there in first grade. Let me tell you. You got a lot to look forward to for next year.
Pass. 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 Didn't have that conversation.
Yeah. Was that funny?
That's.
How's my son doing at school? Great. Academically great. Socially fun. Talks a lot because he's inventive. He's got a good imagination. But if I tell him, hey, listen, that's for playground time, he's good. But let me tell you something. If there's anything distracting, it's how many ladies are trying to give him a number.
That's bizarre. Kids are weird. They're so anxious to grow up.
I know. Take your time, kids. It only gets worse.
Yeah. Why is there a kid listening to this podcast?
I don't know. Because they're eager to grow up. Podcasts are an adult thing. Why drive around listening to music when you can drive around listening to people talk about stuff?
Well, kids, if you're still listening, this episode is brought to you by Hi-C Ecto Cooler.
How about a nice Hawaiian punch?
You don't get that reference.
Yeah.
Dunkaroos.
Fruit by the foot? Big leg chew?
Bubble tape?
Who can we get? So tell me about your parent-teacher conference. I mean, did you feel the same way? Anxious? Were you nervous or excited? Did you just wanted to know?
No, I was honestly...
numb. Didn't care. Wasn't even there, actually.
Didn't care. No, I was... I had a movie on in the background and I had a Bluetooth. And I had my head slightly turned.
You're lying. You were working on Secretary of Treasury.
Here's the thing. I'm the I'm a big deal at my school. If you're a regular listener, you know, fundraising chair.
Careful. Fundraising chair. Yeah.
I have 10,000 business cards.
Yeah. Fundraising chair that you had to go knock on the principal's door and go, what am I supposed to be doing?
Should I be raising funds for an office? Because I still don't see it.
I don't have homework, do I? Because I'll tell you right now, I'm quitting.
I do have homework.
Ooh.
And in fact, as the fundraising chair, I didn't want to drive there.
Sure.
So I called McDonald's. That's a weird statement, right? Have you ever called a McDonald's?
No, because I would want to drive there. Their fries are good. As long as you consume the fries in the first 60 seconds, they're good.
I was at the playground with the kids, so yeah. I didn't want to. And then
Okay.
The phone rang for a minute straight.
Well, yeah, who's answering the phone at McDonald's? You call a McDonald's, who's answering the phone?
I assume the person I would want to talk to, which would be the manager. But he or she, or they didn't. And that's fine. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll go in person. But I was calling them to try to get a restaurant night set up. And
why
I was like,
won't they answer the phone at McDonald's?
Because it'd be funny. I'd be so curious.
Yeah, so that phone rings.
That phone rings, you gotta go.
Watch this, I'm gonna
answer. This is gonna be good.
Yeah. Watch this, I'm gonna answer it. Yeah. Hello, McDonald's.
Thank you for calling McDonald's. My name is Julie. How may I help you?
How may I direct your call? In the fries department.
Yeah. They're cold. I just got home. How long ago did you drive here?
A 1 minute drive to my house. They're cold.
Yeah, correct. Everything is microwaved.
You gotta eat them within the first minute.
They're microwaved in a bowl of oil. So.
You're welcome.
So, I wasn't.
You know, we've sold 100 million cheeseburgers.
Yes, we know. They've called McDonald's. We've sold 100 million. Nobody cares. Over 1 billion sold. Not at that location.
Great.
If it's at that location, it's a story. But it's not a story when you've got a bunch of them. Yeah. But I wasn't nervous for it because my daughter's teacher is Chatty Cathy, mm-hmm. and she talks to me daily through the fence.
Yeah.
And as the fundraising chair, I have been behind the scenes. And
you have. You have peeked behind the curtain a little bit, haven't you?
I've been in the classroom, yeah. And it was fun.
I'm so jealous.
It was pretty dope. In fact, the other day, quick segue before we get to the parent-teacher conference, the other day my daughter got home from school.
Mm-hmm.
She gets home from school. She doesn't have her school iPad. They all have iPads. And I was like, oh, man. And she didn't have it over the weekend either. So I was like, did you lose this? Is it in the house? Did you have one? She's like, no, I had my iPad. I was like, yeah, your iPad at school? She's like, yeah. So
I expect your fiber. Where's your iPad? You got to keep track of this thing.
I'm just terrified. So I ran to the school. And as I was running to the school, I've done it.
How many stories of you running to school?
I've done it like 5 times. Because otherwise you just pick it up tomorrow, but it's down the street. So as I'm running there, I check into Daily Pass for myself. And I go into the front desk and I go, hey, my daughter forgot her school iPad. I know the teacher's busy doing like dismissal with all that stuff.
Yeah.
If you're cool with it, feel free to say no. Can you want to just scan my, and I can just go to the classroom and get it. And then they were all like, hell yeah.
Scan your
daily pass.
Yeah. I got no symptoms.
Let me in the school. And I went and I got her. I went in her classroom, went and got her iPad, which was really funny because I went in there. And the last time I was in there, she was sitting at this spot. So I went to that spot, and I'm, like, searching this thing like I'm looking for clues.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, a teacher's assistant there, and she's like, hi. And I was like, hi, I'm on the PTA. That's why I'm on school grounds. And she was like, thank you. This is definitely what I was wondering. And I was like, I'm just looking for my daughter's iPad. And she's like,
I'm with the band.
And she was like, oh, she's
I'm
like,
just looking for the guitar.
She was like, I'm actually here to help this one student. I don't know who any of the students are. But is your daughter Lucy? Because there's an iPad under a thing that says Lucy over there. And I see a different desk that says Lucy. And I was like, she was just sitting here.
Yeah,
why
they
got to
rotate, man. Well, they got to rotate.
No, they don't rotate. She got moved because she got in trouble.
Oh,
So I got home and my wife goes, so Lucy got moved today. And I go, oh, no, I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, I just uncovered the whole situation.
Saw the whole crime scene.
What'd you get in trouble for?
Talking or... It was like
losing her iPad.
Something that 5-year-olds do, like talking all the time and sitting down and learning is ridiculous for their age. Like, it's cool that they should learn things, but it's like, yeah, your daughter got excited about something and talked. And I was like, and that was a bad thing? She's 5.
Wait, but maybe every other kid in the whole room is quiet. Stone face, looking at the board, waiting for math to start, and your daughter's over there chatting up with her new stand-up special.
Because all the children are conforming, Evan. The school is structured to teach kids how to work in an office and not think outside the box. The school system is broken, and that's why I'm running for president. This is my
declaration now.
Declaration of candidacy.
Well, good luck with that.
But the parent-teacher conference was fine, and... The problem with parent-teacher conferences is it tells you where you're failing as a parent.
Yeah, it's not about your... Maybe more when they're like 8th, 9th, 10th grade, you start looking at the kid going, we've been talking about this for years. What's going on?
Sure.
But as a fifth grader, it's like,
this is on you.
Here's a sneaky way as a parent of a kindergartner, first grader, second grader, third grader, for me to kind of just tell you what I think is going wrong at home, and it's probably your fault.
Yeah. So here's our thing.
So what are you not doing correctly according to your kid's
teacher? Academically, my daughter's doing just fine. But.
Okay.
Okay. But she's disorganized. Uh-huh. And it's been a real problem. And
okay. Disorganized,
just like losing things, crayons, glue sticks, things like that. And I'm like.
And you ran to school looking for her iPad?
Yeah, because she's disorganized. And here's my thing. I think as much as I'll make TikTok videos about my daughter being impossibly cruel.
Yeah, she's impossibly organized.
I think my daughter's a great kid. And I think she's
fantastic,
wonderful and delightful, well-rounded, good person. So my wife and I are kind of the mind of like, hey, I think she's learning. She's doing this. If it ain't broke. And now we're starting to realize maybe it's broke.
Part of it's broken.
But
yeah.
She's disorganized. She's always been disorganized. And especially.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, here's how part of it's broken.
We just found out it's been broke. But here's the thing. For a year and a half, almost 2 years, we've been indoors. And
Right?
Yeah. Like, when you're not going anywhere, your house gets messier quicker. So after a while, you're just kind of like letting the mess happen.
Yeah, yeah.
My wife and I have work to do. And
sounds like it.
It's fine. But none of it was a surprise.
No.
Because
come on.
The teacher had told us all that stuff through the fence.
Every single kid in that situation is going to have at least one or two things to work on. I promise you that.
Oh, for sure.
Meaning you. You have to work on things. She's fine. She's five.
Listen, but Evan, you're right. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm a perfect parent.
Which is why we started this podcast.
Steady as she goes.
But I think that's funny, like that she has, I mean, the disorganized five-year-old is like such a funny way to, it's like, show me a five-year-old kid that's like got a daily planner and all this stuff done. But in the sense that like, so that's something she can work on academically. You love that. You love to hear that. She's social. She has friends.
If you have a teacher,
so there's something to work on. That's great.
Right. Yeah, that's great. If you have a teacher who's like, here's the thing, your kid is so organized. Make sure all the colors are alphabetical when they put their crayons away, all of this.
Yeah.
That kid has strays buried in the backyard. The kid has to be disorganized. They're five. Their brain is firing constantly.
Here's the thing. Call Netflix because we got another Dexter on our hands.
Yeah.
Credit to you guys. Huh?
I think it's a Showtime show.
Well.
Oh, but you want to call Netflix because we have the next
one. Yeah, we have the next one.
I guess Showtime wouldn't be interested in the next Dexter. Because guess what? They just didn't even reboot.
They just did that.
They just were like, welcome back.
Welcome back to the only show that's ever made us successful, so we got to lean on it.
I think they had Hung. That might have been HBO, I don't know.
Yeah, and unrelated note, I could never really feel a personal connection with that show.
Speaking of Dexter murdering people, I didn't want to fight a kid, but I
what?
But I think I didn't like a kid a lot.
Uh-huh.
My daughter was at the playground yesterday. This is a quick story.
Okay.
And she was playing with a kid, and she was having a lot of fun with him, but I could tell he was just being a little aggressive. So I was eagle-eyed.
Yeah.
The phone was put away.
Nose was out of the phone. Yeah.
I was like, I'm watching this kid, you know, making sure he's not putting his hands on her. He was a little bit older, just aggressive. And I could just tell this kid's a little wild. And then I was like, where's the mom? And she's got a newborn with her. And I was like, oh, you know.
Where's the mom? Because I'm definitely the only dad here.
No, and I'm not judging the mom. It was definitely like, oh, she's got her hands full. So she can't watch this kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bummer. So now I've got to watch two kids. Three. I do have my son there too, but he's fine. He's eating sand. And he's got that young 2-year-old stomach acid. That'll melt that stuff, no problem.
He can only go 5 or 6 steps before he falls down and hurts himself. And he goes, hey, I fell down.
He's fine. He can't get far. I'll trip him. But My daughter's playing with him, and then she's playing with other kids, and then playing with him again. And then at one point, he's running with he found like a Starbucks cup, and he's running around with a cup of sand. And you just know, well, this isn't good.
You just know where the sand is headed.
Good. He's using a used Starbucks cup. And if there's anything I know about Starbucks cups, when you see them just strewn about, nobody washed them before they threw them to the ground.
Well, I don't think you can speak for everybody. Usually when I'm done with a Starbucks cup, I'll find a water fountain or something, I'll rinse it out, and then I'll throw it on the ground.
I'll go into a bar where they have those glass cleaners, those upside down, like...
Yeah, you compress it, so yep. Yeah, and then walk outside and throw it on the ground. I mean, you're not an animal.
Punt it into the nearest car and let the windshield take it where it needs to go.
It's not mine anymore after that. It's got its own life now.
But then I see, like, it's one of those things where I go, oh, I'm not going to make it. And I just start running because he's chasing after my daughter, and she makes it down the slide. So he's at the top, and he just whips that thing as hard as
his arms are. To make sure he can get the sand all over her.
And luckily, he's a lousy shot. And she got a light dusting.
She's disorganized. He can't throw.
Yeah, it's perfect. Because it hit her, and... A little bit hit her, and she just did one of those, like, look over the shoulder going, what was that?
Hmm. I think he dropped an entire cup of sand. Good thing only a little bit got on me.
Exactly. She didn't even know he was chasing her with the sand. Sure, that's why it was. And then he runs the other way, and I am doing the stone cold, like, walking down the ramp in WWE. Just, like, calling after the kid. I was like, hey, buddy! Hey, buddy! And he just kept running, and he kept running.
I guess what the hell does he care?
Because what does he care? And the worst, here's the thing. I was going to say the worst part. The best part. Best part is that he was doing this as a parting. I didn't know this. He was doing this as a parting shot because his mom must have told him, we're leaving. So she's like in the parking lot with the stroller. So he whips it and books it, which is for the best because I probably... would have said something dumb.
Said something to him that he was like, you would have said something to him to like cut him down.
No.
We boom roast him and he'd been like, what?
I don't think I would have roasted him, but I would have poured a lot of sand on his face. No. No, but I was definitely going to be like, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? You don't do that, huh? What are you thinking? Are you thinking? Were you thinking? And then realize I've gone too far.
Yeah, and realize you're yelling at a little kid at the park.
Other parents are looking at me. No, I don't know what I would have done. I don't think I would have done anything. I would have been like, hey.
Yeah, you wouldn't have done anything, man.
He probably would have turned around and I'd be like, we don't do that. And that would have been the end of it.
Yeah, and you would have felt like, that's not a strong line.
Strong.
Because the kids, his mom is like... fully enveloped in whatever else she's got going on with however many other kids she's got there. And it's like, he's just to the playground. And
he's going through a phase. He's going
through
a phase
and you're sitting there yelling at him. Like,
he's going through a phase where he wants to hurt people and see how it makes him feel.
Sure. Just so happens it was
yours. Here's the thing. I'm going through that phase too, but I didn't get to try it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have too many regrets in life, but if you stack a couple on, that's not that big of a deal.
Hey, you know what? If I trusted my kids more, I would have chased him into the parking lot, you know. Yeah. But I don't know where my son will be by that point.
Hey, speaking of regrets, let's move on to my dumb dad moment of the week.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you mine. It definitely happened when we were working together this week. We were working on stuff, running errands. Days get busy. Here's the thing. You get home.
Yeah.
I know I got to get home. The first thing I got to do is give my daughter lunch. Hopefully she eats it quickly enough so we can move on to nap time so I can move on with my day, go get my son, blah, 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 blah.
How often does she eat lunch in front of a TV? Lunch.
How often does she eat lunch in front of a TV?
Yeah.
Like watching something?
Uh-huh.
Probably most days.
Yeah. I feel like I've increased.
Watching a little.
I feel like I've increased it as of late. Because they eat better. They don't eat well if you just sit them in front of a plate. And you guys can come for me. Email me.
Yeah, add him. But just add him. Add us.
But they're disorganized brains.
Uh-huh.
If allowed to wander, will not land on food.
But
if you have them locked into a show.
He will lock into a show and forget that food is sitting in front of him.
My kids will sometimes do that. And
yeah.
I'll just go, eat your sandwich, buddy.
Yeah, just tap him.
And then he'll take a bite.
And you know what's great? You know what's what makes the show even better is chewing on something. No, yeah, she watches a little episode of something while she's having her lunch or something, like, because we usually get back from activity, whether we go to the zoo or a walk or whatever it is we're going to do.
Yeah.
We come back and, like, let's relax for a second. You can watch a little show and have your lunch. All that to say, it was one of those days, right, where, like, you kind of got a lot going on in the morning. As a parent, you're working on stuff. You come home, do a couple of dumb dad things. Before I know it, it's like I'm feeling pretty good about how the morning has gone. Busy morning with the daughter. First drop the kid off at school, come home with the daughter, busy morning. We go for a bike ride or something. We come home. We do a little activity. We play doctor 16 times in a row. We're doing all this thing. And then it's like when I feel like I can relax for a second, my wife kind of comes into the room. She's on a work call, and I'm like writing something. And we look at each other and have that moment where we like look at each other. We share the same fearful moment. And then I look at the clock as she looks at the clock, and we look back at each other, and it's like, I should be standing in line to get my kid from school. But I'm sitting in my kitchen.
Perfect.
And I'm sure this happens to all parents when you got to go pick up your kid from school. And sometimes you're just buried in stuff, and you already know, well, I got to leave work at this time, but you get caught up and say, whatever the case may be, right? And you're racing to school, and you're like one of the last parents there to pick up your kid.
Awesome.
It just happens, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And it just so happened to happen that day. And I felt really bad because usually I try to get there, if I can, a little early so I see them start to walk out from the classroom, and then I can be one of the first in line to get him or somewhere in that vicinity.
Yeah.
This day, it was like just time was irrelevant. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going through the motions. And it's like in my head, I probably think it's like,
because it's early dismissal.
Early dismissal. In my head, I'm probably thinking it's a while before the feeling comes that I got to look at the clock and plan to go get him. And so I pull up, and if like there's a good parking spot, because most of the parents have picked up their kids and
bonus.
Left. Yeah. And my son, he was fine. He was totally fine. But as soon as I pick him up, his teacher's like, see, I told you he'd come. Because it's probably, he's getting, well, I mean, understandably, what's the most important thing for little kids? Like scheduling, right? So like if you develop a schedule of getting them when the bell rings and everything, candy is
scheduling
close
is
second.
The most important thing for kids.
Well, it's about staying organized. but you know, your kids, you know, they know a schedule. Mm-hmm. They know a schedule. That's all they know. And so when you're one of the last ones to show up, when you're usually not one of the last ones to show up.
Yeah.
And my son goes, I pick him up and they're like, I told you, Emmett, and he's fine. He was fine. I pick him up. I'm like, hey, buddy, I'm sorry, man. I just got caught up and stuff. Whatever. You know, we're in the car. We're joking about his day. And I'm like, I'm sorry I picked you up late. I hope you didn't have to wait too long. He goes, it's okay. It was me and whatever his friend's name is.
Yeah.
It's me and him, but he's always the last one there. I mean, every day my teacher has to call his parents to come get him. Every day.
Oh, no.
And in that moment, I felt instantly like, okay, so a one-off situation isn't so bad when you got to go pick up. You're one of the later ones to show up. But I'm like my son in the sense that I really do feel for other people. I'm thinking like, his teacher is a person too.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
But when the later you show up, the later she or he has to stick around and wait for the parents to come get them.
Because
she has to go back into the classroom and finish up her day.
Yeah.
And if she's got a thing she's trying to get to after work, I'm old. It's like hanging that up. So I feel bad about that too. But
well, you don't have to, because now you know he'll always have company.
He'll always have company, because there's that one kid that's like his parents have to be reminded that they have a child and you got to come get him from school.
I bet it's not that. I bet it's not. I bet it's like they're at work or something. And
I know. Every day they're
trying. I don't think it's a
parent. You're going to come. Yeah, I know I'm traffic. I'm racing there, but you know, but it's. Yeah. But it really was one of those things. I was like looking at my wife going, oh my gosh, I have to go 5 minutes ago. And I'm still sitting here looking at you.
Yeah.
I hate those moments. They're going to happen, though. I mean, we already talked about you running, sprinting to school.
No, I already got the kid at that point.
I know.
I sprinted to school.
But whether or not you forgot them
I'll
or
be
something
honest.
Or
I'll
the
be
time
be,
or
I'll
what
honest,
time
we cut
it
close.
Is.
We cut it close.
Yeah, I mean,
I usually see them walking, like you said, walking to the gate. But Yeah, because it's just down the street. It's always like, when's pickup? I'll leave 3 minutes before.
because you're down the street.
Down the street.
But that you're developing a schedule for yourself as well, like because that works and everything.
Well, because as everyone knows, that's the most important thing to a child is scheduling.
Internally. Not like they have it written down. But that was part of that parent-teacher conference. My son's teacher said he knows everything that happens. He knows on Tuesday what we do in the morning. He knows on Wednesday when we go to a computer lab. He knows on whatever. He has it like down.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's just the funniest thing.
And it gets worse as you're an adult because I couldn't even tell you what I had for lunch today.
I had to finish my lunch when I got back from pickup because school pickup was so early.
Yeah.
I ate half of lunch and just left and then came back
yep.
for more lunch.
More lunch. Finish your lunch.
Do you have...
Hold on.
A dumb parent moment.
I do. I have a dumb parent moment that we got sent to us on Instagram. Yeah, we actually have a dumb mom moment, user submission, that I'd like to read.
A user?
Yeah.
Why is it a user? It's just a thing you say.
I don't know. It's just a thing I say because it is what it is. They're users of the app, and here we are listening to us.
Worst answer. It's the because I said so of adult talking.
I desire not to say that.
That's the adult talking because I said so.
Because I said so. That's why. Okay. This week was sent to us by Lindsay on Instagram. Please, if you have...
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. And thank you, Lindsay, for your submission. Send us your dumb parenting moments, dumbdadpod@gmail.com, or DM us on Instagram @dumbdadpod, because we love to read them. We literally read all of them because it makes us feel less dumb. Okay. Yeah. You ready for this? Lindsay, you're going to like this one because it's Marvel centralized.
Don't tell me what.
Well, you're going to feel it. It's going to be in the feels. Here we go. My three-year-old is super into the Avengers.
Love it already?
Yeah, Kevin's really excited. Specifically Iron Man.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how you feel about it. I like Iron Man. I'm not the biggest comic book person.
Yeah,
I love Iron Man.
All the casual fans do.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
Lindsay, get your kid an Arrow Poom roasted.
Specifically Iron Man. You know how these kids are. Iron Man is more than a character in his books or the suit-up scenes that he watches on YouTube. My three-year-old loves himself some Tony Stark. My three-year-old is also at the stage developmentally where he's starting to both worry about and understand what death means. Yeah. My son has kind of been there for a while, too. He's strong with the feels, and so he understands the complications of life and death and stuff.
Yeah, going away forever, sure.
Yeah. My three-year-old...
Gotta schedule it.
Yeah. He will. If only we could, it'd be easier. He will randomly ask about death. People or pets we've known who have died, etc. Bet you see where this is going.
Yeah, we're headed into the end game now.
Yeah, exactly, 100%. Here's the end game, which is, spoiler alert, this is the end game. The other day, we were at my parents' house, and he started talking about how he didn't want my parents' puppy to die.
Cool.
He continued to talk about it, even as I tried to redirect the conversation, and I had the ultimately dumb dad, well, dumb mom moment. Mm-hmm. Quote, you know, Iron Man says that part of the journey is the end, I said. To my three-year-old who loves Iron Man and is afraid of death.
Cool.
Long story short, it was a very near miss. I luckily avoided telling my child that his hero dies in Endgame. Anyway, I first found you guys on TikTok, and you helped me get through long days of stay-at-home parenting and quarantining. Thank you for everything you do. Lindsay,
spoilers.
Thank you for everything you do.
Spoilers for Endgame.
Spoilers for... Oh, come on. Get out of here. Lindsay, thank you for everything you do as a stay-at-home parent. We feel the feels. We are here with you. And... applaud you for narrowly escaping a bigger conversation than you were prepared to have making a statement like that.
Yeah, that's really good. My kids have, thank you, Lindsay, for sharing. My kid, oh God, what did she say recently? It was something along this line the other day at dinner. We were talking back and forth and being silly and having fun.
Mm-hmm.
God, just a picturesque moment. Just everyone was fully clothed and the dinner table was meticulous. There wasn't food anywhere but on the plate or in mouths.
There wasn't any food on the plates because everyone enjoyed the meal so much they consumed all of the deliverables.
Just think of any cover of the New Yorker you've ever seen. It was a lot like that.
A Norman Rockwell version of Americana and the perfect 2000s.
It's very much that. Don't try to think about it too much.
Yeah. Just or don't look.
And I think we were doing something that I said to my daughter. I was like, well, I'm going to love you forever. And she said, until you die.
Boom, roasted.
And I went,
just like these veggies I won't touch.
But it's correct. And she said, okay. And we moved on. She didn't like obsess about it. She was just like, well, until you're dead. And I was like, yeah, I won't have a say after that.
Okay, wow. You academically, you are sound.
Thank you. Thank you for that. So one more thing to go over at bedtime when I'm alone with my thoughts. Can you at least try the string beans? Anyway. Lindsay, thank you for that submission. Thank you, everyone, for listening. That was great stuff. As Evan said, at Dumb Dad Pod on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. The Dumb Dads on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed or followed or whatever we're calling it now on these podcast platforms, please do. And please write a review. It really helps the podcast push it. Just take the moment.
Take the moment on the toilet to just touch 5 stars and then write something funny about us. And then there you go. It was a productive potty.
Unless I've somehow offended you and you wanted to write a bad review,
then hit 5 stars.
Just think about
and then say something really horrible about Kevin.
Yeah, hit 5 stars and be like, because I want 5 stars to land on their house and decimate them because that's how much I don't like them. But make sure you hit the 5 stars or it won't happen. So
you would at least keep them warm because they'll be standing outside in their underwear.
Mm, that's a callback to a life.
There you go.
All right, there you go. Evan, take us out with the joke.
Yeah, ready? We're launching into holidayness, and so here we go. You ready?
Not a joke, a call and response.
What do you call it when you cross a turkey with a ghost? I think more bird wise, a turkey with a ghost. I see the wheels spinning. I know you're close.
No.
No, you're not. Okay, ready? A poultrygeist.
Oh.
Yeah.
A poultrygeist?
Yeah, a bird. You know, a bird, it's a ghost, a poultrygeist. Okay. We'll see you guys later. Thank you, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.